You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jeff, other points that you wanted to make from the press conference?
I think Kobe's done a really nice job of putting this team together. They have some real talent. I wonder, you know, I look at the guys toward the end of the bench and other guys and wonder, okay, who is there who can help me? You know, I personally have liked the little bit that I've seen of Jalen Tyson. I've had other people who are pretty in the know tell me that he can't play.
Really?
Yep. I don't know that I believe that. I haven't seen
enough to make that determination.
Well, I haven't either. I like what I've seen. I've had others who are in the know tell me that they don't think he can play. So I jury's out. We'll see. And, you know, the internal growth and everything. And you know, I'm the president of the Evan Mobley fan club, right? I don't think there's any question. I think he has some real ability. And Kobe's talking about the high usage. And I immediately gravitate towards shots. Dan said it's about touches and passing and everything else. Dan's right about that. Except the only thing for Evan that really went up this year was his scoring by a little less than 2 points per game. Excuse me, a little less than 3 points per game. Mm-hmm. He jumped from 15.7 to 18.5.
Significant.
That's a nice step.
Yeah.
Yeah. His shot went up 1.8 from last year. He took almost two more shots per game.
Okay.
I just want to turn this guy loose. Let's see if there's something there.
Do you want them to design more plays for him, or what are you saying?
Well, part of it has to be on him.
Yeah.
You know, he has to demand the ball, get the ball, and do something with it. But his field goal percentage was down just a little bit. His three-point percentage from this year to last was basically the same, a little bit down. Free throw percentage, about the same. Rebounding, same. Assists per game, exactly the same. Blocks per game, barely up. In other words, other than taking 1.8 shots and scoring 2.8 more points per game, he had the same year with J.B. Bickerstaff and with Kenny Atkinson, offensively anyway, at least as far as the numbers go. I want to see the guy take 16 shots per game. And I don't think that's going to happen as long as you have two ball-dominant guards taking plenty of shots per game. And it was down with Donovan this year. He took fewer shots. Darius took a similar number of shots. And I like both of those guys. It's just about the fit for me. And if you can adjust the fit and say, hey, Darius, we want Evan to take about 16 shots per game rather than 12.8. And we want you to take about 12.8. Can you boost your assists 3 or 4 per game? Because we think that will make us a better team. And to me, that's how you grow from within. I just don't think Evan's ever going to bust loose when your top two scorers and your top two shot takers are two small ball dominant guards.
Jeff is in University Heights. Hi, Jeff.
My own thought.
Good morning. Good morning,
Hi,
guys.
Jeff. Good morning.
So we're going to run it back with the core four again.
So it sounds like, is that what you?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like.
But Jeff, he's not going to tell us otherwise in a press conference. But he sure sounded confident about it, didn't he?
Yes, he did. That's true. Now, Jeff, I agree with you about Evan. I'd like to see him take 20 shots a game. I'd like to see the offense, run through him. And to a point earlier about Craig Porter Jr., yes, is a better defender. He can handle the ball and all that. And he's a better defender than Garland, but he's also 6'2".
That's correct.
So you still stay short and you lose offense. We're stuck unless, and this isn't going to happen, but unless you move Allen and Garland for Giannis, which isn't going to happen, that's fantasy land. So we're stuck with this, unfortunately, because we don't have draft picks to trade. And our tradable assets are the guys that I just mentioned, but then are you going to get equal value back for them? So I see this perpetual cycle. Guys, I hope that I'm wrong, but I'm not real high on Garland and Allen. I mean, I think they're good players. I just don't think they're championship-type players. If and until Evan Mobley becomes the best player on the team, if and until the offense is run through Evan Mobley, this team is not going to win a championship. I'm convinced of that. Now, they can go out and prove me wrong next year, and I'll be the first to call your show and gladly say I was wrong. But you're right, Jeff. You think about it. The last time a team won an NBA title where the best player on it was a 6'2", maybe 6'3", guard, where the bad boy Pistons was Zeke. Zeke was 6'1".
Yep.
AI got to the finals, but they didn't win. After that, there is no team that has won a title that has even got to the finals, albeit that Sixer team with AI, where your best player is a 6'2 guard. Today's NBA, and the comparison to the Celtics is not a good one to me, because their two best players were 6'8 and 6'9. That's who they built their core around.
Yep.
They weren't building around two undersized guards. So we're stuck with this.
All right, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At least that's the situation now. You know, and can you change it and, you know, make it trade? Sure you can. Can you take this and make it better? I would assume you can, Andy. But I honestly think there needs to be a shift in the slight pecking order of who's taking shots and who you're, like Jeff said, who you're running things through. I don't know that you have to run the offense through Evan, but to me, Evan and Donovan need to be your your top two guys, man, your top two scoring options. And Darius, I don't even want to say complimentary role, just needs to play point guard. If you didn't have Donovan there, and let's say Max Strus was your starting two guard, okay, then maybe I want Donovan or Darius shooting a lot more. But Max isn't your starting two guard.
No.
You know, you've got a guy who's ball dominant playing two guard. I mean, ball dominant. Took at least 25 shots in every playoff game he played in against Indiana, or he played the full game. He's going to take shots. And if Darius is going to get shots, well, then that puts everything in your backcourt. And I just don't think that's the way to win big.
Not to let facts totally get in the way of the argument that Steph Curry guy's waving in the corner on 6'2 guards who've won titles and were the best players on their team.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have a 6'2 guard in the backcourt with him.
No, just wanted to make sure it was known that, hey, that Steph Curry guy still plays basketball and he's 6'2.
Right. He still had some pretty good players around him, too.
Those Warrior teams were unbelievable.
My point has always been...
It was just to Jeff's point in the whole nobody under 6'2.
It was Jeff in University Heights where he said the best player.
Yeah.
My point has always been, show me a team with two ball-dominant guards in the backcourt who are shorter. And the only team that I could think of that won with those two as their key guys were the Bad Boy Pistons with Isaiah and Dumars.
Right. Kevin, Chicago Falls. Hi, Kevin.
Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Nice phone line.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to disagree with anything that's been said so far. I agree with, obviously, the injuries were the injuries, and they are what they are and whatever. And I certainly, you know, well, I'm sure we all of us Cavs fans, certainly hope Mobley can take another step forward and improve. That'd be great. That'd be fantastic and all that. But I haven't heard anything, and I've been waiting to throw this out to some degree. I think Carlisle was playing chess and Akin was playing checkers, right? I mean, we had the one game where we switched over to the zone, and that worked well. But the very next game, then Carlisle immediately made changes to go against that, and we didn't do anything back on that. And there were times when I was watching the game where Carlisle was really watching the subs coming in, and he would immediately call guys' names out to match up who we were putting in. And I think we talked of, he exploited the Jared Allen guarding way out on the 3-point line over and over and over again. We made no adjustments. So certainly our players can make an improvement. I agree with that. I'm sure we can step forward, but I think our coaching staff could also make some improvements as well. And I think they could go back and watch these games and find some moves Carlisle made that were excellent moves and end up getting them, partly was one of the reasons why they got the win they got. Great adjustments. He did a phenomenal job. And I don't think he's getting the credit of a coach. I know I'm not hearing it out there, but I think he did a phenomenal job.
Coaching. Yeah, we said it right away. I mean, I thought the same thing, that he just didn't. He did what I think Kobe said today about being battle tested and understanding the physicality and understanding about how to push the Cavaliers offense all the way in the backcourt to make it so you can't, you know, get the ball over the timeline in efficient fashion, and to be able to have all those knowledgeable things that you understood, that even if your roster, if you didn't think your roster was better than the other team on the other side, that you could get the most out of them by using the coaching ability to put them in a position to win. And that's what happened. Yeah, I think we agree on that, Kevin, that's what Carlisle did. He put his team in a position to win, and when he needed the big shot, he got it from the big guys.
Well, and not just that, Andy, I agree with that, but also let's give him credit for putting an offense together. You don't shoot 50% by luck.
No.
There were guys with wide open looks. So their offense was running so well that guys were getting complete wide open looks, and no one from the Cavs was even getting a face in the hand, no face guard, nothing. We were 5 feet away from these guys as they were taking the shots. So of course they were shooting 50%. So, I tip my cap to Carlo. I think he did a great job. I think he played chess against us. And, you know, I guess, you know, honor the guy, tip the cap, give him his dues. He did a great job in South Indiana. So, hopefully
Thank
we can
you,
win
yep.
next year.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Good call. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. 216-474-0092. Let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the Cavaliers. Might even talk a little baseball, too, as the Guardians had a rough weekend down in Cincinnati. Jimmy Watkins, Cleveland.com, next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.